Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman, member by Avraham Goldar, and today Maseches Nedarim, Daf Pei Beis, the 11th Perek Be'elin Nedarim. So the three topics we're going to focus on, number one, a brisa on Daf Pei Off Amud Beis taught that according to Rabbi Yossi, a neder to abstain from relations is Dvarim Shebeino Levina, matters between him and her. Rav inquired of Rav Nachman, according to the Rabbanan, is a neder to abstain from relations considered Inui Nefesh or only Dvarim Shebeino Levina? The Nafkamina is if his hafara is a permanent or only for as long as she is fit to be married to him. He answered that this can be resolved from a Mishnah which states, Netula ani min Yehudim, if she vowed, I am removed from Jews, meaning prohibited in relations with all Jews, Yafrik Helkom Mishamashto, he may revoke his portion, meaning as it pertains to him, and she may have relations with him, Utehi Netula min Yehudim, but she will remain removed from all other Jews. This proves that the neder of relations is only Dvarim Shebeino Levina. The Gemara deflects this proof by saying that the Mishnah is Rabbi Yossi's opinion, because Rav Huna said that all anonymous rulings in our Perek were authored by Rabbi Yossi. The question, according to the Rabbanan, remains. Point number two, Shmuel taught in the name of Levi, Kol Nedarim Baal Mefer Leishto Chutz Mehanasi Al Poni She'enu Mefer. On the Dharm of Inui Nefesh, a husband can revoke, except benefit from me is Konim on Poni, which he cannot revoke, because it does not afflict her. Avonas poni alai may, but a netter of poni's benefit is konim upon me, he can revoke because this may afflict her, although it's only about a single person. The Gemara challenges this from the Mishnah on Daf Ein Tes Amud Beis, which taught that a netter from produce of a particular country is not revocable because she can obtain produce from other countries. Certainly, this would seem at least as afflictive as prohibiting benefit from a single person. Rav Yosef answers the Ka'amr Shatavi, the Mishnah speaking where she said, which you bring. Since produce brought by someone else is permitted even from that country, and produce bought by her husband from another country is also permitted, it's not considered inui nefesh. The Gemara disproves this answer from the final clause in the Mishnah, and instead answers that the Mishnah, which holds that prohibiting benefit from a single source is not inui nefesh, was authored by Rabbi Yossi, and Shmuel's ruling was according to the Rabbanan. And point number three, Rav Yudah said in the name of Shmuel, Nad Rabishne Kikros, Ba'achas Mis'ana, Uba'achas Ein Mis'ana. If she vowed from two loaves, one by which she's afflicted, meaning it's of fine flour, and one by which she's not afflicted, meaning it's of coarse flour, Mitokshu Mefer, Lumis'ana, Mefer She'enu Mis'ana. Because he can revoke the afflictive element of the neder, he can also revoke the non-afflictive element, and both loaves are permitted. Ravasi said in the Rav Yochanan that he may only revoke the afflictive element. Ravasi in the name of Rav Yochanan said that he may only revoke the afflictive element. The Ran explains that their dispute revolves around a drasha on Daf Pei Zayin, which teaches that a husband must revoke the entire neder for the hafar to be effective. Shmuel holds that if he could not revoke the non-afflictive element, the entire hafar would thus be invalid, and this itself forces him to be able to revoke even the non-afflictive element. Rav Yochanan holds that the Torah only requires that he revoke the entire portion that is within his ability to revoke, so revoking the non-afflictive element is not required in order to revoke the afflictive element. The Gemara challenges Rav Yochanan's opinion on the following Daf. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, a brisa on Daf Pei Off Amud Beis taught that according to Rabbi Yossi, a neder to abstain from relations is Dvarim Shebeino Levina, matters between him and her. Rav inquired of Rav Nachman, according to the Rabbanan, is a neder to abstain from relations considered Inui Nefesh or only Dvarim Shebeino Levina? The Nafkamina is if his hafara is a permanent or only for as long as she is fit to be married to him. He answered that this can be resolved from a Mishnah which states, Netula ani min Yehudim, if she vowed, I am removed from Jews, meaning prohibited in relations with all Jews, Yafrik Helkom Mishamashto, he may revoke his portion, meaning as it pertains to him, and she may have relations with him, Utehi Netula min Yehudim, but she will remain removed from all other Jews. This proves that the neder of relations is only Dvarim Shebeino Levina. The Gemara deflects this proof by saying that the Mishnah is Rabbi Yossi's opinion, because Rav Huna said that all anonymous rulings in our Perek were authored by Rabbi Yossi. The question, according to the Rabbanan, remains. Point number two, Shmuel taught in the name of Levi, Kol Nedarim Baal Mefer Leishto Chutz Mehanasi Al Poni She'enu Mefer. On the Dharm of Inui Nefesh, a husband can revoke, except benefit from me is Konim on Poni, which he cannot revoke, because it does not afflict her. Avonas poni alai may, but a neder of poni's benefit is konim upon me, he can revoke because this may afflict her, although it's only about a single person. The Gemara challenges this from the Mishnah on Daf Ein Tes Amud Beis, which taught that a neder from produce of a particular country is not revocable because she can obtain produce from other countries. Certainly, this would seem at least as afflictive as prohibiting benefit from a single person. Rav Yosef answers the Ka'amr Shatavi, the Mishnah speaking where she said, which you bring. Since produce brought by someone else is permitted even from that country, and products bought by your husband from another country is also permitted, it's not considered inui nefesh. The Gemara disproves this answer from the final clause in the Mishnah and instead answers that the Mishnah, which holds that prohibiting benefit from a single source is not inui nefesh, was authored by Rabbi Yossi and Shmuel's ruling was according to the Rabbanan. And point number three, Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, Nad Rav Shnei Kikros, Ba'achas Mis'ana, Uba'achas Ein Mis'ana. If she vowed from two loaves, one by which she's afflicted, meaning it's of fine flour, and one by which she's not afflicted, meaning it's of coarse flour, Mitoch Shu Meifer U'Mis'ana, Meifer U'She'enu Mis'ana. Because he can revoke the afflictive element of the neder, he can also revoke the non-afflictive element, and both loaves are permitted. Ravasi said in the Rav Yochanan that he may only revoke the afflictive element. Ravasi in the name of Rav Yochanan said that he may only revoke the afflictive element. The Ran explains that their dispute revolves around a drasha on Daf Pei Zayin, which teaches that a husband must revoke the entire neder for the hafar to be effective. Shmuel said if he could not revoke the non-afflictive element, the entire hafar would thus be invalid, and this itself forces him to be able to revoke even the non-afflictive element. Rav Yochanan holds that the Torah only requires that he revoke the entire portion that is within his ability to revoke, so revoking the non-afflictive element is not required in order to revoke the afflictive element. The Gemara challenges Rav Yochanan's opinion on the following daf. All right, so now we go to our Siman Daf Pei Beis, and our standard Siman is peanut butter. Peanut butter, so here goes. The man who was permitted to his wife with peanut allergies, who said, I am removed from Jews since they love peanut butter, because he revoked his portion, and then revoked her neder of the peanut farmer's benefit, is konam upon me, was at his wit's end when she vowed from two loaves of sandwich bread, where one was made of fine flour and the other one from coarse flour. Once again, slow motion. The man who was permitted to his wife with peanut allergies, who said, I am removed from Jews since they love peanut butter, that must be one daf pei beis. The man who was permitted to his wife with peanut allergies, who said, I am removed from Jews since they love peanut butter, because he revoked his portion, which reminds us, Rava inquired of Rav Nachman, according to the Rabban, is a neder to abstain from relations considered inui nefesh or only dvar mishabeinu levina. He answered that this can be resolved from a Mishnah which states, Nutula animina yehudim, if she vowed, I am removed from Jews, meaning prohibited in relations with all Jews, Yafrechelko mishamashto, he may revoke his portion, meaning as it pertains to him, and she may have relations with him, with the Hinatua, meaning Yehudim, but she will remain removed from all other Jews. This proves that a neder of relations is only Dvarim Shebeinu Levina. The Gemara deflects this proof by saying that the Mishnah is Rabbi Yossi's opinion. So, the man who was permitted to his wife with peanut allergies, who said, I'm removed from Jews since they love peanut butter, because he revoked his portion, and then revoked her neder of the peanut farmer's benefit, is konam upon me, which reminds us, Shmuel taught in the name of Levi, kon nedarim bal mefer leishto chutz min hanasi al ploni she'eno mefer, on the darim of inui nefesh, a husband can revoke, except benefit from me is konam upon me, which he cannot revoke, because it does not afflict her. Avahanas a pony, Allah, he made for but a neder a pony's benefit is a konam upon me, he can revoke because this may afflict her, although it's only about a single person. So, the man who was permitted to his wife with peanut allergies, who said, I am removed from Jews since they love peanut butter, because he revoked his portion, and then revoked her neder of the peanut farmer's benefit is konam upon me, was at his wit's end when she vowed from two loaves of sandwich bread, where one was made of fine flour and the other one from coarse flour, which reminds us, Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, if she vowed from two loaves, one by which she's afflicted, meaning it's of fine flour, and one by which she's not afflicted, because it's of coarse flour, because he can revoke the afflictive element of the neder, he can also revoke the non-afflictive element, and both loaves are permitted. Rav Asi said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that he may only revoke the afflictive element. So once again, the man who was permitted to his wife with peanut allergies, who said, I am removed from Jews since they love peanut butter, because he revoked his portion, and then revoked her neder of the peanut farmer's benefit, is konam upon me, was at his wit's end when she vowed from two loaves of sandwich bread, where one was made of fine flour and the other one from coarse flour. All right, so now it's time for four blot back chazar. Daf Ayin Ches, so the simmer Daf Ayin Ches is a child going, ugh. So here goes. The Chochem's son who went, ugh, son going, ugh, that must be more on Daf Ayin Ches, ugh. The Chochem's son who went, ugh, when he heard his father trying to be made for a man's wife's neder, instead of being matyarit, which reminds the Gemara brings up Bryce of the Darshan Zeh HaDavar, this is the thing, which Hashem commanded, implying that it must be followed exactly. A Chochem matyar ve'ein bal matyar. This teaches that a Chochem annuls and a husband cannot annul. And another Bryce of Darshan is the reverse. Zeh HaDavar bal mefer ve'ein Chochem mefer. This is the thing. This teaches that a husband may revoke a neder, but a Chochem cannot revoke a neder. So the Chacham's son who went, ugh, when he heard his father trying to be mefer, a man's wife's neder, instead of being matirit, when och, when he saw three laymen who had done shchutei chutz, kamanal the neder, which reminds us, a brisa makes a gezerah shava of zeh hadavar between nedarim and shchutei chutz, the prohibition to shech karbanas outside of the mikdash. Just as this prohibition applies to all Jews equally, so to nedarim can be annulled by all Jews, including laymen. This teaches that three laymen are qualified to annul Nadarim. The Gemara objects, since the Pasuk says, Roshei HaMatos, heads of the tribes, indicating that experts are required. It answers that this term allows a Yachid Mumcha, a single expert, to annul Nadarim. The Gzer Shava allowing laymen to annul Aval must therefore be for more than one, which we presume to be three, similar to a minor Basedin. So the Chacham's son who went, ugh, when he heard his father trying to be made for a man's wife's neder, instead of being matirid, went, ugh, when he saw three laymen who had done shchutei chutz, kamanal the neder, and then threw his plate of spinach to the husband when he realized he was being silent in order to distress his wife. Which reminds us, Rabbi Kanina taught, hashosek amanas lemekat, a husband who is silent in order to distress his wife by causing her to think that he'll confirm the neder, mefer afil mekan v'adasara yamim. He can still revoke it for another 10 days, meaning such silence does not constitute hakama. Rabbi Kanina's ruling is successfully challenged on the next daf. Daf Ein Tes. So the Simra Daf Ein Tes is a sofer with a quill. So here goes. The sofer, that must mean we're in Daf Ein Tes, sofer with a quill. The sofer writing in silence while his distressed wife cited three refutations to a shosek amanas lemekat mefer, which reminds us, the Gemara brings three successful refutations to Rav Chanina's ruling that a husband who is silent to distress his wife may still revoke her nether. So the sofer writing in silence while his distressed wife cited three refutations to Hashosek Amanas Lemekat Mefer regarding her Inui Nefesh Nether with the condition, if I adorn myself, which reminds us, the Gemara brings Malchokes about Nadarm that are Dvarim Sheish Behen Inui Nefesh, matters that involve self-affliction. The Tanakhama provides an example. If she makes a neder on condition of if I bathe or if I do not bathe or if I adorn myself or if I do not adorn myself, that this qualifies as a neder of Inui Nefesh, which she may revoke. Rabbi Yossi disagrees and does not consider the nedarim of Inui Nefesh and provides his own example. Amra konum perza omalai harze yachul hafir. If she said konum the world's produce on me, he may revoke it as a neder of Inui Nefesh. So the sofer writing in silence while his distressed wife cited three refutations to Hashosek Amanas Lemekat Mefer regarding her Inui Nefesh nether with the condition, if I adorn myself, was caught off guard when she suddenly made a nether Beinola Veina, and he quickly said that he is made for that nether for as long as she is fit to be married to him, which reminds us, Nadarim that our Dvarim should Beinola Veina are revoked for as long as the wife is fit to be married to her husband. Dot Pei. So the Simmer Dot Pei is a painter. So here goes. The painter, that must be more daf pay, painter. The painter who wanted to be made for his wife's neder of Konum the pleasure of bathing to me if I bathe today, despite her being splattered with pain, which reminds us of the Gemara's case of Hanas Rechitz Alai Lo'olam Im Erchatz Hayom, Konum the pleasure of bathing to me if I bathe today, and Rabbi Yossi's reasoning that this is not a neder of Inui Nefesh, and the husband cannot revoke the neder because Nivol Dechad Yoma Loshmei Nivol, repugnance of one day's lack of bathing is not called repugnance. So, the painter who wanted to be made for his wife's neder of Konum the pleasure of bathing to me if I bathe today, despite her being splattered with pain, was horrified when he heard her say, the pleasure of bathing is forbidden to me if I do not bathe in flax steeping water, which reminds us, the Gemara asks what the neder is in the second case in the Mishnah, where she apparently added the condition of imoy erchatz, if I do not bathe. Rav Yehuda suggests that she said, the pleasure of bathing is forbidden to me if I do not bathe in flax steeping water, which is foul smelling, where both choices have an afflictive impact. However, the Gemara rejects this interpretation because the parallel case of imoy skashet, if I do not adorn myself, would have to be a condition of adorning herself with some filthy substance, and this cannot be described as adornment at all. So, the painter who wanted to be made for his wife's neder of Konum the pleasure of bathing to me if I bathe today, despite her being splattered with paint, was horrified when he heard her say, the pleasure of bathing is forbidden to me if I do not bathe in flax steeping water, and wondered if her pile of unlaundered clothes was leading her to insanity, which reminds us, Rabbi Yossi holds that in a case where there's insufficient water, even if a first city's laundering needs are pitted against the drinking needs of a second city, the first city's laundering needs take precedence because he considers it a life-critical issue. The Gemara asks, can bathing the body be less critical than laundering clothing? And the Gemara on the next off answers in the affirmative because Shmuel said uncleanliness of the clothing leads to insanity, which cannot be cured, whereas uncleanliness of the body leads to boils and sores, which can be cured. Daf Pei Av. So the Simmer Daf Pei Av is a grandpa. So here goes. The grandpa, grandpa, that must mourn Duff. Pay Olive, pa, grandpa. The grandpa was agitated that his grandson was not a Talmud Chacham like his son, which reminds us it was taught, be careful with the sons of Anim because Torah will go out from them. The Gemara asks, why is it uncommon for Talmud Chachamim to have sons who are Talmud Chachamim? And five answers are given. So the grandpa was agitated that his grandson was not a Talmud Chacham like his son, told him to shape up and start reciting Birchas HaTorah, which reminds the Kodesh Baruch explained that the reason Bnei Yisrael lost the land is Al Azlam is Torah Si, and because of their forsaking my Torah. The one I said, there are two phrases in the Pasuk, they did not heed my voice and nor follow it, and are apparently the same. And Rav Yehuda explained in the name of Rab, Shem Mevarchim B'Torah Tchila, nor follow it means they did not recite the Bracha on Torah before learning. Ron famously explains in the name of Rabbeinu Yonah that if forsaking Torah had meant that they did not learn Torah, then the sages and prophets would have understood well why the land was lost. Rather, they did learn Torah, which is why only Kodesh Baruch Hu could explain the destruction of the land. They did not sufficiently value their Torah to be fitting to make a bracha upon. So the grandpa was agitated that his grandson was not a Talmud Chacham like his son, told him to shape up and start reciting Birchas HaTorah, and then maybe his wife won't make a nether again not to paint her eyes nor apply rouge. Which reminds Rav Yossi agrees that the husband can revoke nedarim that are dvarim shebeino levina, such as in a case where the wife says, konum, that I will not paint my eyes, or that I will not apply rouge. Alright, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which definition of a nether of Poni's benefit is konum upon me? A husband can revoke because this may afflict her, although it's only about a single person. That's on Daf. Pei Beis. Good. Number 2. Which of the Kodesh Baruch Hu explained that the reason why Bnei Israel lost the land was Shem Mevarchim B'Torah Tchila. That's on Daf. Pei Aleph. Good. Number 3. Which of the Kodesh Baruch Hu one should not revoke on Shabbos with the same language of Hafara that he uses during the week? That's on Daf. Ein Zayin. Good. Number 4. Which of the Kodesh Baruch Hu uncleanliness of clothing leads to insanity? That's on Daf. Hey, good. Number 5. Which of the one of a wife vowed, Natula ani min Yehudim, I am removed from Jews, meaning prohibited in relation with all Jews, the husband may revoke his portion. That's on Daf. Pei Beis. Good. Number 6. Which Daf were three refutations brought through Rav Chanina's position that Hashosik amanas lemekat mefer? That's on Daf. Ein Vav. Good. Number 7. Which Daf were a case where the wife said, Konan the pleasure of bathing to me if I bathe today. That's on Daf. Pei. Good. Number 8. Which of the one the Rav Yossi agrees that a husband can revoke nedarim that are beino levina, such as konam, I will not wear rouge, or will not wear eye makeup. That's on Daf. Pay off. Good. Number 9. Which of the case where the wife vowed from two loaves, one by which she's afflicted, such as one of fine flour, and one by which she's not afflicted, which is one of coarse flour. That's on Daf. Pei Beis. Good. And number 10. Which Daf were five reasons given as to why Talmud Chachamim often do not have sons who are Talmud Chachamim? That's on Daf. Pay off. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.